Oh, can we just speak about something? We briefly touched on it earlier, but there's a belief in my mind, I don't think I'm the only one, every rugby league team needs a redhead. It's just a redhead always fires up. They're always the workers of the team. They're usually not flashy. And one bloke that is Caboolture boy, Corey Horsburgh. Never heard of him? Well, I'll tell you what, somebody listening right now will go, oh, the Horsburgh kitty from up there at Caboolture. I'm calling him a chance to be a bolter for State of Origin.
Oh.
And you're going, hold on, mate, it's a bit early to talk Origin.
Never.
And I'll say to you, thank you.
Never
too early to talk Origin.
Obviously, Queensland. You said he's a Caboolture boy, is he?
He's the redhead kitty who's got orange boots, orange hair, and he's growing an orange moustache and goatee this year.
With fair skin and orange hair, let me guess, he either went to Canberra or Melbourne to take the edge off.
What do you, in terms of the...
Who he plays for.
Yeah. You'd have to get
he's
out of Caboolture.
He's the bloke I suggested when he comes on the screen, you've got to turn your brightness down and go, Jesus, he's bright. He's just completely white. But he's from Caboolture, so he headed down to Canberra to get out
smart.
Of the sun.
Yeah, smart man.
Yesterday, he scored 2 tries. Like, he shouldn't be scoring tries, but yesterday he did. He keeps on going. He's like an old Massey Ferguson tractor. But what he also did, he tempted... that Cronulla bloke. The Raiders beat Cronulla, by the way. He tempted him. He annoyed him so much that this bloke threw a punch at him. It only just hit him in the goatee and the guy got sent off. So that's brilliant play, being able to bait another player. And he's a hero to the people in Canberra. They love this bloke. Corey Horsburgh, remember that name?
Played for the Caboolture Snakes, Marto.
Yep.
And I know that because I came across Corey Horsburgh in my social media feed. I didn't watch any football over the weekend, so I had no idea.
What were they talking about?
I had no idea that he'd scored tries.
Oh, mate, he was great yesterday, Arvo.
What they were talking about, though, is the Corey Horsburgh Big Red Dog, which is...
Is that what they call him?
It's a food option at GIO Stadium.
What, at Canberra Stadium?
Yeah. They've got a 12-inch Frankfurt... cheese, bacon, shallots, house-made beer and bacon cheese sauce on a Raiders green bun.
On a Raiders green bun? Was that only for Paddy's Day? Or oh, Jesus, you've just shown me a photo.
Corey Horsburgh Day. It's an incredible food option.
Extraordinary.
That's intimidating.
It's got sausage hanging out each end of the bun, too.
It's pretty incredible.
And a pretty green bun. That looks mouldy.
And as I mentioned, I saw it on my social media, GIO Canberra Stadium. They posted it, and then the NRO...
What were they
NRL call- roast picked it up.
What are they calling it? The Horsburgh or the Corey?
The Big Red Dog.
The Big Red Dog.
The Big Red Dog, Corey Horsburgh's. And of course, other players love heckling each other on Instagram. So I've gone to the comments and I'm just going to read you some. Hectic Cheese, very specific inches, 12.
Very specific.
Very specific.
That's great.
And then there's, of course, the people want to come out and bag him. Prefer the weak gutted dogs they sell at Bluebet Stadium.
Of course, I forget.
Ricky Stewart, of course.
Is there a 47 Texters burger?
No, there should be. The sausage should be made up of chicken the way he backed up when Hunt come after him.
Oh, whoa.
Who's hit him with that?
Does
it come with tissues? I mean, serviettes.
Oh.
Sorry.
And
then somebody said, my wife said 12 inches is too much.
Oh, Jesus. What is going on?
Yeah, do they have a smaller option?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a half.
You wouldn't want that. If not the Alfie Langer sausage and it's a 2-inch sausage.
With vodka and Red Bull side.